Hi, I'm just doing a little podcast here about flow learning. I was at a Glow meet today with about health and well-being, emotional well-being, really using health and well-being and outdoor learning and combining it together. And during that Glow meet, there's various things going on between the participants, conversations and so on. And one of the slides the presenter put up was all about flow learning, which made me think back to when I've been out with children, outdoor learning, unplanned activity just by going to a local park, country park, and questions come out from the children, why is there sand on the riverbank here and it's not a beach, we're not near the sea? So you stop the walk, you explain to the children in the group why there's sand there, go into geography of it and so on, and then 5 minutes later move on. Next thing, what's this cave for? Oh, it's a lime kiln. What's that, sir? And then that involves a discussion about what lime kilns are used for and heritage, industrial heritage of that particular kiln. And then the next stage of the walk would be maybe the farm. What are these animals? Why are these animals here? I didn't realise these animals are this size. I didn't realise that these animals eat this food, and so on. So the immersion of the people in the outdoor learning environment triggers the thinking in the child, and they're questioning the teachers. So there's been a lot of push for teachers questioning children in classrooms, but I think it's more powerful when the children question the teachers. And it's interesting that that trigger for the questioning comes from that immersion in that outdoor learning environment. So flow learning, I've just been reading up about it on the internet, that it is actually copyrighted or trademarked. And there's different stages according to this practitioner. 4 stages in total. Awake enthusiasm, based on children's love of play and natural. Playfulness when in different environments. Focus attention, so be homing in a particular aspect of the environment after immersion. Absorbing things from that environment, and then sharing. So sharing is the one thing I don't tend to do in outdoor learning activities after the fact, after the visit, after the immersion. So profiling that and somehow capturing that learning journey, if you will, and that experience for children to reflect on or to pass on to other people if they're interested in what they've learnt, or I mean they're tracking what they've learnt. So flow learning, quite an interesting concept in outdoor learning.